Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
And welcome once again to Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. I am your host, T. Morris, and with me is my cohort in crime, Chuck Tomasi. Chuck, how are you tonight?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm good. I am really good. This is a topic that we just need to jump right into.
I don't think there's any avoiding it. We've been spilling all over it the entire series.
It has been peppered constantly across the pages of several editions of Podcasting.
Tell
for
them
Dummies.
What it is.
Yeah, well, it's Podcasting for Passion. It's basically what you love, doing what you love. We're going to talk about not only how that drives us, but also how it can frustrate us, and also how when you run out of passion, how do you find it again? Or if you know, okay, we've reached a point now where I think we need to move on. It's a really deep seated core of podcasting, I think, is the passion in there. And I think the best way to look at it is when you see these limited edition series that you see that are not ongoing with a topic or with a subject matter. It's because they want to end on a high note. They want to just end on a high note. And then based on that, they'll decide, yeah, we got more in the tank. We'll come back. Or, well, we're going to go on ahead and we're moving on to another project. I would call it the MASH effect. I know there are people who are passionate about the TV show MASH and shows of that ilk where they go on for years. And I mean, MASH, the TV show, lasted longer than the Korean War.
Yeah, quite a bit. So.
Yeah, by quite a few years, you know. And then you got shows like Supernatural that lasted for 13, 14 seasons.
Something ridiculous like that, yeah.
Right. And my thought is I'd rather have it be something like the Battlestar Galactica reboot. They said we got these many shows in the seasons, and as soon as we're done, we're done. Same thing with Babylon 5. We got 5 seasons, and once we hit season 5, we're done. We are done, diddly done. And I respect a show that's going to go out on their note. It's a show that they want to, step away from. But where do we begin with Podcasting for Passion, Chuck? Where do we begin?
If you're like me and you've sat around more than once with your friends and you find that topic that you're passionate about, it could be cats. It could be programming. It could be television show of your favorite choice. You find that's the topic you're drawn to. That's what you can really get involved with. You may have a podcast on your hands. I can't tell you how many years Clinton Alvord, Craig Stepp, and I said we should start a Star Trek podcast. Seems like the dumbest idea in the world because there's already a bazillion out there. But we had been talking about it and finally said, why aren't we? Why? What is stopping us from doing this at this point? I mean, clearly it's not lack of equipment or lack of experience, because we have both been podcasting for well over a decade at that point. So we said, let's just knuckle down and figure out. And so we picked a Tuesday night or whatever it was. And we said, first things first, we got to go find our music. What do we do?
Yeah.
That's always the hard part. Trust us. You'll spend more time dinking around with graphics and music than you ever will about the content.
Graphics and music, man. Content.
So, or you can find somebody to go, hey, I need a graphic.
But, you know, that is something, chat, that we share in common, Chuck and myself. We both started podcasts, brand new podcasts, as soon as we had signed the contract for the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies. And I think both of our spouses were like, are you two idiots? Are you two nuts? What are you doing? And we're like,
oh, and I did it again for the fourth edition. I started one for
work. Oh my
God.
That's right. That's right.
We got to keep the tradition alive. New book, new podcast.
There you go. And my job is part of the reason why they hired me. They were just like, well, we really like your podcasting experience and we want to get into that. And I'm like, okay, well, here's the first thing we got to do. We've got to lay down some groundwork first. And that's the thing, is that, you know, there's laying down the groundwork, but then there's also that issue of looking at who else is talking about what it is you're doing and what are you bringing to the table? You know, mm-hmm. Chuck was bringing in another Star Trek podcast into the mix. And at the time that Chuck was doing that, I was bringing in Nick Kelly, Brandon Kelly, and myself. And we were doing Happy Hour from the Tower, which is a Destiny podcast. And we've been on hiatus for a while. And it's something that we've been meaning to get back into the swing of things again. But there's been and we're gonna touch on that in a bit.
Well, yeah, again, you've got a great jumping off point for the passion thing. But continue.
Right. But again, the thing was we were starting this at the end of the original Destiny season, and they were about to relaunch the game completely, redesigned from scratch. Well, not necessarily from scratch, but redesigned. And it goes under the moniker now of Destiny 2. Mm-hmm. And people thought, why are you three starting a podcast about Destiny when the first big season is coming to an end? That makes no sense. And we're like, because for us, it's time. For us, it's time.
Oh, heavens, don't let the timing of your passion influence whether or not you should start a podcast. I'm not certain, but there's got to be like an I Love Lucy podcast out there somewhere. You know, people will podcast about everything. So don't say, oh, just because something is ended or ending that we probably shouldn't do a podcast. Heavens, no. Like you said, it doesn't have to be this 15-year saga of I Love Lucy, but you could go, you know, decide, do we want to do this for 6 weeks? Do we want to do this for 2 years? How much content, how much stuff do we have in the tank to talk about this particular topic, even though there's no new generation coming out? Or maybe you get lucky and they have some sort of revival or convention or cruise. You know, who knows? There's probably an I Love Lucy cruise out there. There's a cruise for everything these days.
There's a cruise for everything, yeah. But I would also say, too, that you should also never make your decision about whether or not you're going to do a podcast or not based on, well, someone else is doing that. Someone else is doing a podcast on Destiny.
No. Yeah.
Someone else is doing a podcast on Star Trek. Someone else is doing a podcast on someone else is doing a podcast on Supernatural. Yes, there are other people that are doing, you know, even the people who are doing the productions on HBO, the people who are doing The Nevers has a podcast. Chernobyl had a podcast. All the productions that you see on HBO, a lot of them have podcasts already in place and they're talking about the episodes in depth. Mm-hmm. But the real trick is that you're bringing your voice. You are bringing your voice to this podcast or to this topic.
And that's the unique part. Your ideas, your thoughts, your opinions are yours, and you bring that nobody else does.
Right. Right. And so that in of itself is a unique perspective. And so, you know, that comes back to self-confidence. I feel like I want to talk about this podcast and I want to, or talk about this topic on a podcast, and I am bringing my own unique perspective to it.
That's part of what got me started in podcasting back in 2004. There were right. a few tech podcasts out there and I was listening to them going, A, I think I could do this. B, I think I could do this better. Or at least I could, you know, bring a different perspective to it.
And that's a motivator for a lot of people. That's a motivator for a lot of people.
You schmucks don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to start my own podcasting dummies podcast.
I still remember when I launched way back in the day, the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy. And I was the guy. I was the author that people came to for marketing advice. And when I started off, it was great. But then there was the problem that I was coming into where I was working so hard on the podcast that I was working so hard on the podcast that I was, again, no longer writing. And I was not doing, and I was falling behind on the production that I was doing with different podio books. So I had to start making priorities, and then that started to fall by the wayside. And this is where we get to the frustration part. The frustration part of of the podcast is you have a passion, you have a drive, you have, and this is something we didn't really go into in the book, but this is a great place to do it. This is a great place to talk about this. Is it's frustrating because suddenly you find yourself with limited resources, limited time to do what you feel driven life to talk
happens.
About.
Life happens.
What would be some of the trip ups you've discovered, Chuck? Because I'm in awe at how many podcasts you're able to just produce. And I'm like, how is he finding time to do any of this? Which I both admire and I'm in awe of. So I would like to hear your own thoughts on avoiding those pitfalls.
My kids are grown.
Well, there's one.
There's one. Yeah. I don't have any grandkids to distract me yet. And automation, streamlining that production and post-production process
right.
makes all the difference. Having a team, it might be just two people, me and Craig on Technorama. I handle certain aspects of the show and I do them every week. I know what that looks like. I know how to streamline that as best as possible. He has his pieces. We've got tools and processes it so that it doesn't become burdensome because right. as soon as it becomes work, it's not fun. And when it's not fun, your passion kind of wanes. So my strongest recommendation is find ways to automate or at least streamline that process. If it means bringing somebody else in to help out with that, because there was a point, I think it was 2008, 2009 in Technorama. We were about 3 years in and I said, the kids were still young. They were still at home. And I went, Craig, I just can't do this anymore. We took a year off. It's like, okay, let's do that and just regroup and see when the time is right. If the time is right, what it takes and how we can make this better. And he would chip in. He'd say, look, if this is a problem, if this is taking you 30 minutes every week, let me do that. So see what's right in the work balance. Again, if it's just you, maybe you don't need quite as much post-production as you thought you did originally. So think about that as you're starting to launch a podcast, or even if you've got a podcast going, ooh, it's becoming a bit of work.
And that's where I feel like a lot of people get tripped up when they first start doing a podcast. If there's an interest in the podcast, if there's a passion in the podcast, and you're just like, I have to do this. But the frustration comes into, but I don't know how to edit audio. Well, editing audio is not that hard.
And maybe you don't need to do that much editing. If you're some people, they start out as perfectionists and they want to get rid of every right. and lip smack. It's like, why? Ask yourself, what's the value of doing that?
You're working too hard there. You're working too hard there, buddy. Yeah. Doing that. And then that's where it gets even tougher because then you have to say, okay, well, where am I drawing that line? Where am I drawing the line and how does it sound? Does it sound professional? Like, for example, if I am doing, say, audio fiction, then yes, I am going to have to edit out the ahs and the ums, and I'm going to have to talk a little slower and I can't be as animated and I have to be a little more chill about it. Going back to the previous episode when I was talking about the MP3 recorders, there are plenty of people I know who do there's a new trend. I shouldn't say this is a new trend, but it's a trend in podcasting where you see people basically grabbing an MP3 recorder, whether it's something like something as small as this iRiver or even something like this, and they go on morning walks.
Mm-hmm.
And on their morning walks, they basically record their thoughts, they record their podcast, they put it up completely unedited. I know that Nathan Lowell did that for many years, and I think another author named Chris Lester is starting to do that as well. They basically record their thoughts in their morning walks just to make the walk go by a little faster. And then they find out that they're walking longer and they're far healthier. I would have done that for my that half marathon that I did this morning. The problem is the last few miles would have probably been something like, okay, I'm here and recording on mile 8. I don't think I'm going to make it. Everyone. I would have done that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear my thoughts when I'm running.
Exactly.
Yeah, my knees.
Yes. And again, that is that is part of your decision. This is how I want the podcast to sound. But the frustration comes into, what if this is out of my reach? If it's out of your reach with the current software you have, then you need to upgrade. But then you have to justify that need. For example, we had some questions like, where's a great place to start? Not just with hardware, but software as well. And across the board, Chuck and I were like, well, you should get into Audacity. But there are some things that Audacity cannot do mm-hmm. that Adobe Audition can do. And with Adobe Audition, there's a lot more you can accomplish. The downside is Adobe Audition is not cheap software. That's an investment. And there's going to be a learning curve. I'm reteaching myself Audition for my day job because I know that they want me to eventually do a podcast for them. Well, I'm going to do it on Audition, but I need to make sure that I know Audition. And again, that the frustration can sometimes be a roadblock. So what I would suggest in that respect is try to find the places where you can cut corners. Cutting corners is not necessarily a bad thing. When Pip and I do our occasional shared desk podcast, one of the ways we cut corners is we stream it. And when we stream it, we're like, we're just going to go on ahead. And when we feel like it's something that we don't want to share with people, yeah, we'll chop that out. But for the most part, we just take the podcast, pull it down. There it is. It's mm-hmm. all set, all mm-hmm. ready to go.
Another one we do on Technorama to cut the post-production to almost nothing is right. We play the music and the clips and whatnot right in the show.
I mean, right in the show. We'll, don't do it in post. Do yeah, it in the show.
We'll do this one. On right. This day in tech history, this is July 4th, 2021. There are 180 or so days left in the year.
Yeah, we've got the Gregorian calendar. Right.
Right. And we've got... Stop.
You got to keep control of that stuff, yeah. But again, that is also another investment.
It's an investment, but it also helps keep that energy going, because if we were to try to do that segment without the music, I wouldn't feel it. I mean, even putting the intro in live, it's a different vibe when you've got your music playing and then you back it down with a mixer or whatever, and you can talk over. It's like, hey, that gets me in the Technorama mood. That gets me in the top of this track mood. We don't do that here. I got to put it in post. So I'm playing it in my head as we do that outro.
Exactly. and again, it's another one of those things where if you're doing something in your studio, can you do it when you're doing it live? I've loved the idea of doing a happy hour from the tower live, but I know for a fact I couldn't do it if I didn't have access to those drop-ins, to the ability of just being able to say, you know, drop in or something like that, you know, dropping in Hail of the King, or, you know, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to have the drop-ins. And I remember a good friend from the podcasting community, a guy by the name of Billy Flynn, when he does Geek Radio Daily. When he was doing Geek Radio Daily, he would take it to different cons and do it live, but he would test. He would try to get into the panel room like hours before then, mm-hmm. to just to make sure that all the equipment worked. And he would tell people, look, don't schedule a panel before our podcast recording, because I want to make sure that the drop-ins work. And oh, the frustration on his face when they wouldn't. But I mean, yes. But again. Yeah. And that's where, again, you as the podcast creator and you as the passion behind it have to drive it forward and say, I'm okay with this. You know, I'm okay with cutting corners here. I'm okay with cutting corners there. We'll figure out workarounds. But then you've got my current situation. I don't mind putting myself on the chopping block on this. We have not had a happy hour from the tower in months. And I think a lot of it is, people go, well, they probably don't have a lot to talk about. Oh, no, we got plenty to talk about. I know that right now I am focused on helping people, in particular, my daughter and Blind Gamer Steve. I'm focused on getting them different seals in the game, different titles in the game. And I'm doing that by trying to teach myself the raid. That's time. That's time that I've been taking away to do the podcast. Also, I've missed I really have missed not having people in the studio. It's great. Mm-hmm. You know, you and me doing this remote, that's one thing. But Nick and Brandon are literally a 20-minute drive from us. And during the pandemic, it has been really, really hard.
Yes.
Not doing this like in real time, having everybody in the studio. And I do think that what we need to do is we need to just say, all right, we're doing it. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start recording shows this week. But it's also been very hard because both Brandon and my daughter are heading into their senior years. And there's a lot on their plate now.
You're making me feel old, man. You're making me feel old. She was just like 4 years old.
She turned 17 at the week of this recording.
Oy.
Yeah.
Okay,
how the hell did that happen? I mean, remember everybody, the young lady who is about to enter her senior year, she's the voice you hear in the intro of this show. Yep. So I'm just saying.
Time passes.
But that's the thing, is that time does pass and life does happen.
And schedules change. I mean, when you're dealing with multiple people, hard to get everybody in the same place at the same time. Maybe, you know, 2 years ago you were saying, all right, we're going to record on Tuesday nights. Well, you know, COVID happened and schedules get rearranged. We're coming out of this with a whole different schedule. And somebody says, oh, Tuesday nights aren't good for me anymore. What about Thursday nights? No, Thursday nights aren't good for the other person. So yeah, that kind of stuff happens. And that can also be one of those factors that kind of kills the passion, but you got to remember why you did this in the first place and ask the hard questions sometimes. Like, I'm not trying to be rude. Still love you, man. But do you want to be on this podcast or should you take a break for a year? You know, maybe somebody sits it out or you have a rotating chair. We go, all right, Tuesday night, it's Brandon, and Thursday, you know, the following Thursday, it's going to be right. Nick. And, you know, because we can never get everybody together. You could have a rotating panel of guests.
Taking a break is not a bad thing.
No. Yeah, we did taking that for a break years. Is not a bad thing.
Having a season to your podcast again is not a bad thing to keep the passion alive.
That's something we're talking about at work as well, because like you said, yeah. We do have so many things that just a small splinter group of us are trying to do between blogs and live streams and video series, and we can't fit it all in. And we're trying to think, well, maybe instead of doing a weekly Tuesday live stream, you do it every other week. And I said, maybe we do seasons and that helps us break up the content. And we're trying to look at logical things. You know, when our software releases come out twice a year, where do we take a break? Is it right after the release? Is it right before the release? Is it after the conference? Is it before the conference? So we're looking at options like that to give us a mental break and recharge the batteries and start sticking things in the backlog and go, oh yeah, when we come back, we want to talk about this and this and that and build that passion back up, but also give us the bandwidth to work on those other products, those other podcasts, those other videos that we really haven't had time to work on. So funny you mentioned that, because it is right in the fore of my mind and I've got to have a plan in the next couple of weeks what we're going to do about all that.
And that brings us to something else. When do you say it's time to turn the lights off? This is something
that's
that,
a hard question, especially
it's a very hard question.
If you you've got that automation down, you're on your regular schedule, things are going good, maybe you even got some Patreon or some funding going on in the back, you got to ask yourself, when is it time to, you know, turn the lights out and walk away?
Right. And it's not necessarily, about your lack of passion. You know, some people have asked me, are you guys turning off the lights on Happy Hour from the Tower? And at present, I'm saying no. We are still going to do Happy Hour from the Tower. It's just a matter of getting our schedules together post COVID. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. The second thing that we also want to sort out is, okay, well, is Happy Hour going to change moving forward? And what I would like to see is maybe tightening up the format of Happy Hour just a little bit as well. But I remember, like, for the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy, the passion just was no longer there. And it had gone on for, I want to say, at least 4 or 5 years. and the gaps in between shows were getting longer and longer. So my thoughts were, I think I'd rather go out on a high note than try to force myself to sit down and create content, because that can be some of the most painful content you can watch is content that's not, that is
the spark that, is gone
that where the spark is gone. And then there's like with a shared desk with my wife and myself, there are people that have given us endless grief that we don't post more often, that we don't do shows more often. There are reasons, as you know, more than just life happens. Yeah. It's more about, just getting through some really dark times. I mean, it wasn't necessarily COVID so much as, I didn't have a job. So that became a high end priority for us. And it reached a point of exhaustion, just absolute exhaustion. And the idea of sitting down and doing a show about writing just wasn't it. The drive just wasn't there. And then on top of that, you've got some hiccups that we had in our writing career, not just me, but Pip as well. Mm-hmm. So it feels weird doing a writing show about a show for writers about writing careers when in fact ourselves, we're just like, well, right now we're kind of at a standstill.
You're not writing, so you're not in the thick of it. Yeah,
exactly. And so, but when people say, well, does that mean that you guys are done with the shared desk? No, I don't think we are. I think the passion is still there, because whenever we do sit down by the mics, and it's the same thing with Happy Hour, when we do sit down at the mics, we're able to pick it up. We're like, oh, this is why we do it.
And to kind of follow on to that is, I'm glad you took us in more of a positive direction on that last time.
Oh, yeah.
You want to end on a dark note, because you may find that your content may have changed, and that's why you've kind of lost that passion. It's like, we're not doing exactly what we set out to do a year ago or 5 years ago or 15 years ago. Something's changed in our delivery. Something's changed in the environment. Maybe something's changed that's outside of your control. Like you said, we're not writing anymore because of something else. Or I used to talk about this programming language, but now it's looked at as a dinosaur. So maybe we shouldn't be doing a podcast. You may reinvent your podcast or take your listener to that next, you know, it might be a radical shift and go, hey, we're not talking about programming anymore. We're talking about Star Trek because that's our new crazy hobby. All right. Hopefully you can join us on our new feed, or we're going to reinvent this. You may find that it's time to spin off a new show. Whether the old one continues or not, look for that opportunity, because you can always take that, the lessons you've learned, the skills you've got, the audience potentially, to carry over to that new product.
And there's also the idea of maybe we should have seasons. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have something where we do X amount of shows, and then when we hit that, we then take a break. You know, case in point, Podcasting for Dummies. I mean, if we really wanted to, I'm sure you and I could make this a regular thing and continue well beyond our current planned session. But I also remember the first two seasons of Podcasting for Dummies, I was like, I can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. Because it was, again, more time. And then we tried to distribute it. And I remember when we tried to distribute it, we got a third person involved, and that kind of threw a monkey wrench into things. And then for the third season, I said, this is what we're going to do. So now, and I felt like we then had it down to a system. We do X amount, and then we take a break until the next edition comes out. Because while we could go on ahead and continue to produce podcasts about Podcasting for Dummies, at the same time, we knew that we would be exhausting material, and then pretty soon it would just be trying to pedal a bike uphill with three backpacks.
Well, we'd have to find another input for content, is what it is. We're not talking about we're not adding on to the content we've added to the book. We're now either covering podcast news stories, or now it's a podcast about podcasts, or we could be taking user Q&A, or a listener Q&A, user, try that again, listener Q&A. Can you tell where my brain is today? It's at work.
But again, I think when we came up with, you know, following the seasonal track, and following the seasonal idea, and then having a not only was it good for us, but it was also good for the audience because they're like, oh, hey, new edition. That means these guys are back. And sure enough, we're back and we're here talking about the new edition. And I think the passion is still there. It's also we're ending, as I said at the very beginning of this episode, we're ending on our terms. And no one likes to talk about the end of a podcast. No one likes to talk about the end of anything because, you know, and then having that whole, well, just be glad that it happened. It's like, no, we don't want it to end. We never want the credits to roll. We never do. But at the same time,
I'm going to nitpick on that. The only thing we're glad to see the ending of is an election season.
Well, that too. Well, bada bing. But I would also say that the passion, that just because you've lost passion for this one idea does not mean you've lost the passion for podcasting as a medium. And the reason why we keep talking about passion over and over and over again is to avoid the type of productions and the type of podcasts where people they think they're going to be the next big thing. They're going to make it rich. They're going to make it rich quick. And time and again, Chuck and I, we talked about this in Show Me the Money. If the passion isn't there, you're destined for failure. I've seen far too many people go, yeah, I'm passionate about podcasts. They make four episodes in and they're out. And I'm not saying there's a correlation between this and people in the marketing industry, but those are the majority of times where I see people bail out after episode four is because it's too hard and too time consuming.
Well, and they also want instant results. It's like, no, right. You have to grow that audience. You have to get their trust.
You got to grind it.
Yep.
You got to grind it. So Chuck, I think in wrapping this episode up, I think one of the things that we can say is that at the core of every podcast is passion.
Has to be. And has to be.
And I do think that passion is going to have challenges. And these are things that we don't necessarily address in the book. These challenges are could be everything from frustration of lack of resources, lack of time, and also lack of talent, lack of skill. But you can build on talent and skill. You can build on talent and skill. You can manage and mitigate the frustrations of your resources and figure out how to make the resources that you have work. But when it's time, when you feel like when the podcast is no longer a passion project, when it becomes something of a chore, I think that's where you need to step back and go, is it time for a break? And if you take that break, I bet you'll find that will do wonders for reigniting the passion. And if it doesn't, it may lead to something that you may feel more passionate about in the future. You got anything to add to that?
No, I agree 100%. And often what you'll find is when you take that break, your brain is going to start finding topics and ideas that belong in that podcast. And that's going to spark your interest to guess. Let's say you're talking about sports cars, you know, and it's time to take a break from your sports car, but you find yourself reading through the magazines, watching the TV shows at the dealership, you're going, I'm getting some ideas again, and I really want to start podcasting again. Put it in your backlog, put it in your pipeline, whatever you want to call
write
that.
It down.
Write it down so that write when it you down. Do get back write it to down. That. It's kind of like this notebook that I used to carry around every time I got a smart aleck idea and thought I'd be a good comedian. I'd write it down. I go back through that thing years later and I have no idea what those thoughts are. Like, obviously, I'm not that funny, but okay.
But if you're passionate about it, the idea, once it's written down, you're like, oh, I know what this was in reference to.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, at the core of every podcast is a passion. And so long as you can cultivate that passion, I think that's 60 to 70% of making a podcast a success.
What is it? Inspiration, the old inspiration, 90% inspiration, 10% perspiration. Or is it the other way around? This is
90%
passion.
I always go with the, let me see. I want to see if I can look it up real quick, but it was the formula that Willy Wonka gave for, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I think it was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. No, it was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the good film in 71. He gave a formula. He gave a formula for for the secret formula, and he said something like he gave the formula, and the math teacher said, that's 108%. And I'm like, yep, that's the formula. So if I find what the formula is, I will let you know what that formula is, and you can put it in the show notes. But anyway, chat, thank you all for joining us. Remember, we got one more in the tank before we wrap up this recording session. But I want to make sure that you know that when you attend these live, when you attend our recording sessions live over at twitch.tv/theteamonster, you can go on ahead and you can be part of the podcast. You can ask us questions in real time. We will gladly take them. We are always anxious and eager for your feedback on it. So yeah, we appreciate the time you invest in us coming into the recording sessions, and to be up on those recording sessions, know when we do this, make sure you go to twitch.tv/theteamonster, give me a follow, and you'll be notified when we go live. You can also find us on our voicemail at 703-791-1701. You can use the WhatsApp app as well, and you can drop us a voicemail there. Again, be part of the show. You can also be part of a show by dropping us either a comment or an email from podcastingfordummies.com. Probably one of the best places to find us and find all the YouTube video versions of these episodes, as well as subscribing to the podcast itself, where you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, on Stitcher, and yes, the big S itself, Spotify. It's kind of cool seeing yourself on Spotify too. I'm not going to lie, chat. That adds to the passion. That adds to the passion as well. And thank you all so much for being part of this podcast, which is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike Creative Commons license. You can find out more about that license at creativecommons.org. On behalf of my cohort in crime, Chuck Tomasi, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Pod on.